On the pedestal to your left, you see various representations of Vishnu. Vishnu is seen as the preserver of the universe. As the guardian of law and order, he ensures the balance between good and evil on earth. Vishnu is usually represented with a conch, a lotus blossom, a discus, and a club. His mount is the mythical bird Garuda, which you can see in the form of a delicately carved wooden sculpture from Bali on the far left of the pedestal. Vishnu rides on the back of Garuda, who has spread his wings. In his 10 different incarnations, Vishnu often intervened in events on earth. He fought against evil and restored the balance in the relationship between gods, demons, and humans. Some of these incarnations can be seen in the large stone Vishnu relief from central India. Vishnu's head is framed by the main Hindu gods, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Above them, you can see 6 of his 10 incarnations: Kalki on his horse, the dwarf Vamana, the boar-headed Varaha with the earth goddess, lion-headed Narasimha, Balarama with the 3-headed snake, and the Buddha, who is regarded by Vishnu's followers as the 9th incarnation of their god.
If you turn around, you'll see a beautiful sandstone torso of the god Shiva, who belongs to the Hindu trinity with the creator Brahma and the preserver Vishnu. In this context, Shiva represents destruction. Taken alone, he embodies creation, a new beginning, as well as preservation and destruction. Over time, Shiva came to incorporate many former local deities, as his 1,008 different names indicate. Shiva is usually depicted with his attributes, the trident, drum, axe, and leaping antelope in his 4 hands, as well as a 3rd eye on his forehead. He is accompanied by his mount, the bull Nandi. The only one of these attributes to have survived on the sandstone torso is the 3rd eye, but the hairstyle, with a piled hair of an ascetic one of the many appearances of Shiva, support this identification. To the left of the torso, you see a massive stone phallus. This is the symbol of the god Shiva, known as Linga. It's originally from Cambodia and dates from the 7th or 8th century AD. The 4-sided base of the shaft was originally attached to a base representing the yoni, the stylized vulva of Shiva's divine consort. The union of linga and yoni symbolizes the supreme creative force. If you'd like to rest for a moment, go on out to the balcony. Take a break and examine the yam storehouse from New Guinea from a different perspective, from above.